Hi guys, and welcome back to another new toy video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you all about the sucking and vibrating butt from sex doll partners. Make sure to hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Dads, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be telling you about the vibrating and sucking butt from sex doll partners. If you don't know who sex doll partners are yet, then you're missing out. They sell realistic and fantasy-based dolls, butts, and torsos. As this is a new toy brand, I will be giving you an unboxing, and I'll be showing you what you get inside when you buy your toy. I'll also be showing you all the features and how to use them, and I'll be giving you a review at the end of the video. So enough waffling from me, let's get into it. Okay guys, to start things off, we're going to open the box and show you what's inside. As you can see, there are lots of labels on the outside of the box. None from what I could see mentions the brand of the toy, but it could be written in Chinese. Either way, I see that as still being discreet, as it's not written in English and I can't understand it. The toy is heavy and the box is large, so I did have to put the box on the floor to open it up. So apologies for the janky camera angle. Now that the box is open, let's show you what's inside. The first thing you'll notice is the toy itself. Apologies in advance, I will have to limit what I can show you of the toy in this video, but you will be able to see full pictures on my website, so make sure to click on the link in the description below. Along with the toy, there are lots of attachments. There isn't much you really need to buy for this in advance. You will need to buy some lube, and you'll also want to buy yourself some cornstarch so you can clean it and dry it off properly. Included with your attachments is a small USB toy warmer. The way that this works is you insert it into your toy, plug it into your USB port, and it will warm up your toy. Also included is a set of gloves. I'm not exactly sure what you would use these for, but they are included anyway. They are a one size fits all, and they do have a lot of stretch. You'll also find a user manual. This tells you how to use the remote control and the toy. We can put that to one side, as I'm going to tell you everything you need to know. Next, that comes as part of our accessories is the remote control. You'll also find inside the bag the charging cable for your toy. More on how to use the remote control with the toy later in the video. One thing that I did find extremely handy is that it comes with a battery included, so it's ready to use straight out the box. Finally included in our accessories is a small water bottle used for cleaning out the inside of the toy. All you need to do is fill the bottle up with warm soapy water, insert the nozzle into the toy, and pump in the water. So what I'm going to do now is show you the buttons on the side of the toy. This is how you control the vibrations and the suction of the toy. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. One thing you will notice when you open your toy up is there are two tubes. One is used for letting out excess water whilst you're cleaning the toy, whilst the other is for letting out air whilst you're using the suction feature. To turn on your toy, all you need to do is hold down the button on the side. The light will turn on, and to start the toy vibrating, all you need to do is push on the button again. If you'd like to change the vibration patterns, push on the button again. When it comes to using the remote control, you will need to take out the plastic guard that stops the battery from making the connection. Open up the back of the remote control, and towards the top of the toy, there is a small piece of plastic. This is what you'll need to remove before your remote control starts working. The easiest way of removing this is taking out the battery and sliding out the piece of plastic. Put the battery back in and you're good to go. Your remote control won't turn on your toy, but it will control the vibrations, suctions, and turn it off. You'll notice when you push any of the buttons now on the remote control, it will light up. The top button that looks like a set of lips controls the suction of the toy. It will keep sucking in air until you push the button again. The button in the middle of the remote control releases the air pressure built up inside the toy. And the final button at the bottom controls the vibrations. To turn off your toy at any time, all you need to do is hold down the lips button at the top. Overall, the quality of the toy is good. However, there was a couple of issues that I did have. Firstly, there was a drip of dye that was on the top of the toy. The second is the toy at the top didn't have a clean finish like I was hoping it to. It did look like it was a cut down from a larger toy. This may not be the case, but I did want to see rounded edges. The final issue I had was the finish around the power button. Again, personally, I'd have just liked to have seen that a little bit cleaner. Remember, these are just my personal thoughts, and none of them actually affect the performance of the toy. As the toy was sent to me for free, I'm kind of guessing I didn't get the top grade toy.
Remember, if you have enjoyed this video so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button. And if you have been inspired to buy your very own toy, then please do use the link in the top of the description below. You will also be able to find full images of the toy itself.
So there you have it, guys. That's what you get when you buy the vibrating and sucking butt from Sexdoll Partners. Next, I'm going to be telling you a little bit more about the toy. It has a continuous use battery life of up to 60 minutes, and it can take up to 100 minutes to fully charge. And it's also made of body safe TPE. There are 5 vibration modes and 5 sucking modes, and both can be used together at the same time. It's IPX7 water resistant, and it weighs in at 24.25 pounds, which is just under 11 kilos. The depth of the vaginal hole measures 5 inches, and the butt hole 5.4. And as you saw in the video, it does have a magnetic charging cable. Okay, so that's some of the boring information out of the way. Let's get into the review. Now, some of the things I did like about the toy is the weight of it. It is quite heavy. It does cost a little bit more if you're paying for postage, but it's a good toy. I do like something that feels a bit more realistic whilst you're using it, and the weight of the toy does help with that. The vibrator in the toy is located in the vaginal part of the toy, and you can also feel the vibrations through the anal part. And the vibrations are not too loud because it is encased inside the toy. What is slightly louder is the suction function, and this is because the toy is sucking in and pumping out air. Now, when it comes to cleaning a toy, it was a lot easier than the last one I reviewed. Now, I do put that down to it's a lot smaller, so it was easier to use a different sink. I didn't have to put it into the shower. And because it came with all the right accessories to clean the toy out properly, it was easier to get inside the toy and flush the water through. When it came to drying the toy, it was also a little bit easier. Because it is smaller, I could put it into a different area and let it dry off quicker. Make sure to buy some drying sticks when you buy your toy, because it does make it easier to dry out the inside holes. And once the toy is completely dried, remember to dust it with corn flour. This just dries up any excess moisture, and it also stops it from becoming sticky, and it keeps its softness. Now, as I said, there was a couple of negatives that I did find when I used the toy. Now, as I said earlier in the video, the edges around where the legs are really clean and sharp. The problem I had was where you got the top of the toy here, it just looks a bit uneven. Now, if you do go too hard and too deep inside the toy, you will end up bottoming out and hitting the vibrator, which is just located inside the toy. It is just a plastic vibrator that sits inside, and you can hit against it. There is no soft silicone or TPE around it, so you may end up hitting it. You will only hit this in the vaginal canal and not the anal hole. Overall, the toy was really good, the suction worked well, and the vibrations wasn't too overpowering. Remember, if you do want to see the full unclothed version of this toy, then there are pictures on my website. You can find a link for that in the top of the description below. You can also use this link to buy your own Sexdoll Partners toy. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profits should you buy something. If you have found this video useful, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching, and until next time, peace out.